Tiffany in the house, and welcome back to another episode of Said It Out Loud. It's been 1 week. Last Tuesday is the last time you listened to this episode. If you did not, go back to listen to the other one. And well, today I am talking about the topic, a topic that I have been avoiding for the longest of times. But what do they say? Go to the uncomfortable to make it better, or something like that. Yeah. I've really avoided this, but not because it's uncomfortable, but also because I haven't gone through it. Rather, I don't have much experience, so the experience I have is through other people, not through myself. But let me not even get started. So I would like to talk about toxic family members. This might be a triggering episode. So, trigger warning. I think I already ruined it, but oh well. So, I've been having a conversation or conversations lately with a couple of people, not even one person, a couple of people, and having a conversation about their family members. And every time people used to complain about their family, I used to be like, but you know, they are your parents, they are your family members, they are this, they are that. But yes, it's fine. We are related by blood. But what about my peace? What about me as a human being? And the first time I went through this encounter, I remember, was I think in 2020. But let me tell you, in my head, I didn't say it, I didn't put it out there. It's just something I told myself, because I don't even think I was ready to say it personally. I wasn't also ready. The other person wasn't also ready to hear it. I don't know. And I was also just afraid to say it, because there's nothing bad as telling someone, your parent is doing this and this and this, but leave them alone, like move out and blah, 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 things like that. Because at the end of the day, these are still your parents. So how you're going to deal with that, it is very different. And it sounds so wrong when someone else gets to tell you, because as much as you get to tell me everything that you've gone through, am I really the right person to be telling you what to do and how to handle your parents? I don't know about that. And the first time I encountered it, I remember in my mind I was telling myself, just don't. This was a dynamic of a toxic parents, actually, both. But one was a stepfather and the other was now the mother. And in my mind, I'm telling myself, you know what? Just stop talking to them. Because I experienced this so much. I saw the toxicity. I saw the toxicity firsthand. And that's why it wasn't very hard for me to tell myself, why is this person still in this relationship? Can they just not talk to them for their own peace? Because it was getting so intense that I wekwani woni pia unaumiza mtoto wako, like, you know. And it still felt wrong when I said it, and I think that's why I did not say it. But right now, where I'm at, I'm still working on it. But I think it's also hard for me to say that, because like I was saying at the beginning, I've never gone through it. I don't know the experience of it. So it is not in my place to tell you that, but they're just your parents, it's okay. And it's also not in my place to tell you, I feel like anyone, just don't mansplain. Because it's not in your place to start mansplaining about me and my family members. If it's other family members, it's fine. But if it's my parents, that's a different thing. But that doesn't mean I'm condoning toxic family, toxic parents. No, brah. If I see you, if I know that you're very toxic to your kid, me, I'll just tell your kid, it's okay. Stay away from them until they are ready to. Because you know the thing with toxicity, that person doesn't want to hear. That person doesn't even see that they're toxic. They are very much okay with how they are. That's the first encounter. And I told myself like that. But I didn't bring it out. So, ilienda tu hivo. Whatever that other person was thinking, I don't know. How they solved it, I don't know. But lately it's... excuse me. But lately it's been in my mind. And I'm still fighting the urge to tell them, can you just try talking to them? see where it goes. But if your child has really reached a point where they're telling themselves, you know what, I'm done. I can't have this conversation anymore. I have tried having the conversation. We've had the conversation a couple of times and you do not want to listen. So why should I still try having a conversation with you again? And when a child has reached there and they want to distance themselves from their parents, it's so bad. Because that means you've pushed them to the wall. And they've had enough. Because kids can also have enough of the parents. I think the thing that African parents also don't understand is, I might be your child, I might be 18 years, I might be 16 years, but that doesn't mean I'm not smart to understand things. That doesn't mean I cannot tell you that whatever you're doing is wrong or is right, and I do not like what you're doing. Can you please stop it? I'm really grateful for my mother because she's always given me the space to speak out and she's given me the opportunity. She's involved me in decision making, and that was already enough to say that this African parent is okay with my opinions, would really want to hear my opinions, considers my opinions, and that was such a great thing. And I would really love everyone to go through that, but if you did not go through that, it's okay, it's fine, you didn't ask for it, it's not your fault. But if you ever decide to become a parent, the least you could do is be that to your kid. And I love how our generation lately has been out here saying, when I'm getting my, I don't, for starters, they're usually like, I'm not getting kids, maybe not now, maybe later, because right now I'm not in the space to teach them how I would want them to be. And then you would also hear them say, I would want to treat my kids, not just give them, but treat them how I wasn't treated or how I wanted to be treated, but I never got that treatment. And it's nice to see that we want to bring change to the next generation, but it starts from us. And we have already started that change, breaking the generational curses and so on and so forth. And it's so nice to see it, like, oh, are we really the healing generation? Anyway, we are. So I've, like I was saying, I've really struggled in those spaces where I've had the stories of the toxic parents. But every time I am with someone and we are conversing about their parents and they're always complaining, I will not lie, I'm usually quiet. I don't give out my opinions about them. It's almost like the conversation for religion. You want to speak, fine, but don't expect my opinion. Just expect for real, okay, and okay, uh-huh. That's the most I could do, honestly, because these are conversations very sensitive. And I always keep in mind that, yes, they have been toxic and everything, but this is still your parent. This is somebody you got out of their womb. That doesn't change the fact that they are toxic, they're not treating you well, and you want to move and everything. You want to cut ties with them. Cut ties is the word I've been looking for. You want to cut ties with them. That won't change the fact of everything. But me, I'll shut up. I will listen to you. So always when I'm in such... because I've been in such a situation a lot, I've had these conversations with a couple of people I know. And I'll always offer a lending ear. I will listen to you. I will hear all your options. At the end of the day, I will ask you, what are you thinking to do? Is that the right thing? Have you critically thought about it? Is that the last decision? Are you sure you will not regret? You know, the least I could do is just guide you through it and ask you if you'll be okay. But when it comes to giving you opinions about your own parent, for starters, I don't even know your parent like that. I don't even know your parent, high chances. So I've only had everything that you've told me, and everything that you've told me, 90% of it was negative. So I do understand how you're feeling. I do understand what you're going through. But because, okay, we've been told a lot, and I'll give the dynamic of the mother-daughter dynamic. And in Akwaga mostly, that we are always fighting with our mothers, especially at this age where I'm at right now. We are always fighting with them. We don't get along all the time, and we struggle with the relationship. But they always say that when you grow a little bit older, or even when you move out of the house, the dynamics change. You find yourself closer with your mother, the one that you were always arguing with. You always bumped into each other all the time. Now, this time, things have changed, and now you are very close. Too close that you did not even expect. You're now like sisters. I've still not been there. I've not experienced like that whole process, if it's like a process, because I've had a lot of people saying it, so I've not experienced that process. But if it's a truth, I'm always vouching for it, because I'm always hoping, okay, fine, you guys might bump into each other right now, but I'm hoping that later in the day, or later in life, you guys are going to be close. You guys will be able to understand each other, because you know the thing with parents, they will never stop seeing you as kids. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It has its pros and its cons, but with that, you also have to understand, or you also have to discern, okay, you are my child, but that doesn't make you a child. Because, okay, fine, I'm 22. I'm your child, yes, but that doesn't mean I'm not an adult. I am an adult. I know how to make my decisions. I already know what I want, or I know what I want to try to know what I want. And as a parent right now, you need to support my decisions. And if you cannot do that, that's where you've lost me. Because right now, at this age where we are at, most of us, my age group, what we expect from our parents is the loving care and support from them. That's like top tier. If you're not giving, that's like almost the basic need, besides the whole financial aid and everything else, which not everyone is getting. And that's why I'm saying that, like, the basic needs is love, support, and care. If you're able to give me all three of that at this age where I'm at, you've really done a lot. You have done a lot, because I'm at the age where I'm trying to discover things on my own. I need the freedom to have the stages of my life, because if you do not give me the chance to get to know myself, to experience life, it's either I'm going to rebel, or if I'm going to be like a good child, and that's not really the definition of a good child at that state, I will sit down, listen to you, but trust you, me, when I leave that house, you will not like it. I will not like it, only because you did not let me experience what I needed to experience the right time. So now I have to experience things that I was to experience at a certain time, but since I wasn't given that the time to do that, the opportunity to do that, now I'm experiencing it. And since it's not at the right time, high chances it's not going to go well. It's not going to look good. And so that's very important. At least that's the thing I think we need from parents. And that's why it reaches a point now. People are bumping heads. Oh no. People are bumping heads with their parents so much because the parents haven't learned the art of letting go. And when I'm letting go, it doesn't mean I'm letting you go all out at once. No, I have to start letting go, because when you have to move out, putting my point of view in this situation, I haven't moved out yet. So I have to start letting go, you, the parent. You have to start letting go pole. You have to start giving me the opportunity to make my own decisions. giving me the chance, the freedom to do things as an adult. I might be living in your house, but that doesn't change that I'm adult, you know. And pole pole with time. So by the time now things are changing, it's not going to be hard and all. Anyway, I started all of this while talking about toxic parents. And I think the only advice, this is generic advice I would give to anyone who's, for starters, my heart goes out to anyone who's struggling right now in the house with their parents, bumping into each other all the time. You cannot avoid it. It is circumstantial. My heart goes to all of you. My heart goes to the firstborn daughters most especially, because I have seen how things work on the ground. And everyone else who's just going through it right now with their parents, my heart goes out to all of you. And I think it's like 90%. If not 100%, it's 90%. In some way or another, we are all bumping heads with our parents, which is not wrong. If you're not disrespectful to them, you are on the right track, because it's okay to come and tell your mom or your dad, by the way, this and this and this, I don't like it. And that's how we find ourselves, or you find people in uni telling you, I'm doing this course only because I was forced by my parents to do so. But when I'm done, when I graduate, I'm going to do the course I want to, and I'm going to move out and do everything that I want to. Now you see, all of that could have been avoided if the parent, because sometimes you might find that son or daughter communicated it and said, I'm not okay with this course, I want to do this course, but since I'm a parent and they're paying the fees, I mean, you find yourself accepting it. But now, all of this could have been avoided from the start if I would have just let you do the course you want. But now, I've made you do the course that I want, which you don't like, and that's fees wasted, that's fees, upkeep money, and everything else. And also, that's my time wasted. Like, bruh, I had to go 4 years to just make you happy as a parent because you have refused to listen to me. Don't you think that's unfair? All in the name of you gave birth to me. I'm sorry, not sorry, but I did not ask you. Nowhere was I given a consent letter form to feel that I would like to be brought on this earth by this and this and this. I'm trying to say it in the sweetest way possible, because that's the reality. Don't get me wrong, I love my mom to the fullest, but that's the reality. So if you cannot support the things I'm doing, then what am I doing on this earth? I'm basically people pleasing my parents at this point. And as much as I'm trying not to, because if I don't, there's repercussions that comes with that. And the repercussions, high chances, will have me outside there struggling. And I'm avoiding because I'm still too young. Germany, I'm still children. So I just have to give in to all of that, which is not fair. And we have experienced all of that. Okay, not all of us, but if you've gone through something similar to that, it shall happen. But let me remind you, if you decide to ever be a parent, let the dynamics change. Don't be the parent who's going to be toxic to their kids. Don't be the parent who wants to be over-controlling to their kids, that their kids don't have a life if it's nothing close to what you want. It's really not fair, because now they don't have the chance to be their authentic selves. Or if they are trying to be their authentic selves, they're doing it chini ya maji for you not to find out. And in the long run, these people might end up getting hurt. Or because, you know, it's very different when I'm trying to do something so openly, and it's another different way when I'm doing it but I'm hiding myself, I'm doing it the wrong way. Because like, if I'm living in my, hypothetically speaking, I'm living in my mom's house and I don't have the freedom to do things, so whenever I get the opportunity to do them, and maybe that's the wrong time to do them, but I get the opportunity only because my mom is not around, so I have to do them before she comes back. And now you see, you do it in a rush. You do it maybe at the wrong time. And now the experiences will be very different to how you would have just experienced it if you would have given yourself the time and grace, pole pole. But you can't, because umekaziwa Chelsea, uko hapo, you can't do anything. You can't leave the house if you haven't explained into detail this and this and this. And you are a 22-year-old. But don't get me wrong, I'm not against strict parents. It's definitely good to be strict with your kids. Kids, in bold, kids. It's good to be strict with your kids because they really don't know what they're doing. But there's an extent to being strict to them. And my main thing here was talking. I haven't talked about the toxic parents a lot because, like I was saying, I haven't, you know. But like I was actually supposed to just say a generic two cents of mine on that. If I would be in a situation again where I was having that conversation, all I would tell that person is, at this point, because everyone I'm having a conversation with about this are my age group, so these are people who are able to make firm decisions that they know are good for them. So even if things change in the process, they already know how to navigate around it because they are adults. And what I would say is, choose yourself first, honey. You come first. Not your parents, not your friends, not your boyfriend. You come first. So whatever decision you feel is right, do it. If you've stated down all the odds and you feel like this is what will work for me, even if it's not for the long term but for the short term, and you feel like this is what will work, if you've maybe considered both parties and you're like, this will make our relationship better, go for it. If you've only considered yourself in the decision making, you've only considered one party, which is you, well and good, pick it, do it. If it works, fine, good for you. If it doesn't work, you can try something else. It's all about trial and error. We are at the stage where trial and error is the theme of our lives, no lies. So try again, try something else, change direction until you get what works for you. And when I say choose yourself, that also includes pick your peace. Because when you're choosing yourself, that means you considered your peace and you are trying to have a peaceful life right now. So if that means you're going to cut ties with them for a while, maybe not forever, because I always tell myself, even if this person says they're going to cut ties with their family forever, there's nothing like forever. Even if it's going to be 10, 20 years, 30 years, and they've still cut ties with them, I feel like the universe will still bring that person back to you. And they may bring them back in a good way or a bad way, but how they may come back will help things out, will mend the relationship you guys have. So as much as you tell yourself, at least that's my opinion, if you tell yourself you're never going to talk to them again, trust you me, that's not going to happen. You will have to end up talking to them because at the same time these are your parents. But it's definitely fine to say, I'm not going to talk to them forever. I'm not going to talk to them for like 3 years. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's okay to do what you're going to do. Because I understand there's an extent of being toxic that people are out here, and people will tell you things they've gone through, and the first question you'll ask yourself, or even in your mind, or you'll ask them, or even in your mind, is, damn, is it really your parents you're talking about? And it's not fair. And I'm not trying to make this episode to slander parents, to bash at parents. No way. There's nobody has a manual or a script to how you're going to parent. But the least you can do is at least try to be a good parent. Reflect on how your parenting is. It's even easier when you have a couple of kids. Because when you have one kid, you're experiencing, you're trying all of this with one person. But when you have a couple of kids, you've already experienced the flaws and the setbacks that you've had with that firstborn. So when the secondborn comes, you're at least, things have changed. And also while you're still going on with the firstborn, things have changed. Now you're making them better and everything. But if you're just parenting and saying, I'm a good parent, this kid cannot tell me anything. There's nothing wrong I'm doing. Everything I'm doing is right. As a parent, I'm supposed to be right. That already tells me that you're a bad parent. Because if you do not want to listen to your kids, I will already call you a bad parent. Sorry, not sorry, I said what I said. So my heart goes to every one of you experiencing such a battle. It's going to end someday soon. But choose yourself, pick your peace, whatever you feel is going to make you happy, whatever you feel is going to be the peace, take it. And if the other party is not okay with it, that's on them. That's on them. So yes, folks, this is the end of this episode dedicated to toxic parents. Actually, not dedicated to toxic parents. Dedicated to the kids who have experienced toxic parents. You are loved. You are enough. And you are accepted. This might not... You may not feel this in your house, but just know somewhere else, someone else loves you. Just be able to distinguish who loves me for real and who loves me just for the sake and everything. June, it's June. It's the 6th of June, so it's Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month! Happy Pride Month to all my bad bitches. I'm just going to say that and end this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. It has been a lovely one today. Don't mind me. It has been a lovely one today. I am becoming a good host because I am releasing every week. I had to clap for myself. I know I said I'm not going to give myself the flowers yet, but if I don't, yeah, let me just do it. Let me at least just, if I'm going to clap for myself every time I'm releasing an episode, then it might as well be like that. Because if I'm waiting for a certain time, yeah, if I think about it when I said that, that was me contradicting myself. Because if I'm waiting for that specific time where I've reached and now I'll say, okay, fine, I can upload myself. That means all that other time, I was looking at the future. I wasn't being in the moment. So that means all those other times, I was just doing them for the sake of getting that on top. Nah. So you know what? If I upload myself every time I'm recording an episode, this girl is getting better. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. It has been a good one. Love y'all. Bye.